opulent opisthoproctidae.
Okay, and who can tell me what that is?
It's a barrel eye fish.
It's a what?
A barrel eye fish.
I don't understand.
It's a fish that has its eyes on top of its head.
Okay. All right. Who came up with this name?
The topic is estuaries, and you come up with just a project or something that involves an estuary, and then you propose a plan.
And you've chosen to look at the Stikine River.
Yeah, we're looking at a mine that's going to be taking place up there. It's the Glore Creek Mine. It's a copper, silver, and gold mine, mostly copper, though.
Okay. And how does that impact an estuary?
There's obviously the heavy metals could leak into the water, and then they're planning on storing tailings there, which is basically just leftover rock and potentially chemicals that has been left over from the refining process.
I'm Nels Evans, a sophomore.
What part are you working on?
The monitoring and management plan, part of the project.
Okay. And what have you found in looking at that?
Fish are really easy to mess up if the water is bad.
Hi, I'm Patricia.
And what are you working on?
I talk about where the Stikine is and how it is important to our community, and talk about hooligan and Dungeness crab, sockeye salmon, and then I also talk about the past mines and where they're at up the Stikine River.
We are the omnipotent octopi.
Okay, I know what that is.
So I'm Kyle Hagerman, a sophomore.
And what are you working on? What's your project?
We are assessing a timber industry and how it affects the East Duncan Canal estuary. Yeah, so we're looking at Mitchell Creek, Duncan Creek, and Duncan Slough. So part of the presentation that I'm working on is the hydrological impacts, how water affects the whole system after we clear cut. So I'm looking at rain and snow and fog, just how water enters the system and then how it affects everything else. So I found that rain and snow, they don't really have much of an effect, but they do increase flows. And the main problem with the streams and the water flow is increasing sediment within the stream. So that's the major problem that we're going to have. But it helps to have buffers, which is an area of trees right on the stream that don't get cut.
Hi, my name is Nicole Peterson. I am a junior omnipotent octopi.
Okay.
And I'm doing the management plan and the monitoring plan for our research paper. What I'm doing is I'm telling people what the Forest Service should do for the management plan, like they should manage buffers and sedimentation from the roads and landslides, and then culverts, because culverts are most important for the fish passage so that the cycle can continue. And then on the monitoring plan, I'm just telling people where we're going to monitor and what the difference is between ADF and G, what they monitor, and what the Forest Service monitors. And then just telling people where we're going to monitor the area.
Monitoring impacts on fish and wildlife?
Just estuaries and sedimentation and turbidity. And we're not going to manage the whole thing all throughout the year. We're just going to go through the months April through November, so we don't have to be out there during the nice cold winter storms. Or
you were on the team last year, I remember.
Yep, and the year before that. So I'm Tyler Lantine. I'm a senior this year, and I'm the team captain.
Okay.
And right now I'm working on the presentation on something called biogeochemical cycling, which is how like a compound such as carbon or nitrogen gets moved throughout an ecosystem.
And how does that work? How does that happen?
Depends on what nutrient you're talking about, but so for carbon, you'll get trees that do photosynthesis, then they put that into the soil when they die. So it gets used by bacteria, other animals, just keeps cycling around.
And your team captain, what do you think of your team this year? Is it strong?
Well, it's about the same team we had last year, for the A team at least. And yeah, I feel we've gotten stronger as a team.
Okay. You got two teams this year too.
Yes.
So are you the A team or the B team? Or
A team, captain,
okay.
Yeah.
Not to label anyone.
Not to label anyone, but yeah. We're all good here.
But you guys are a couple more of the veterans who
have
done it a couple of times.
Yeah.
All right. And your experience, know what you're getting into going up there to the competition. What are your thoughts going into it?
Just to stay frosty, really, just to kind of stay on top of it, eat well, stay awake, sleep well, you know, just be on top of everything.
I'm Joni Johnson, and I'm a coach along with Sunny Rice for the Ocean Sciences team.
Okay, so you've got two teams this year. How has that been?
Yeah, having two teams is great. It definitely, when you're working on complex research topics, your assigned project is pick a management resource and manage it for the optimum maintaining estuary health, peak estuary health, and come up with a comparative watershed and write a management plan and a monitoring plan. It's a handful.
You have a little bit of a head start, though, because there are so many estuaries around to choose from here, and the kids here know about that topic.
No, that's very true. And it's interesting, you know, watching them, what they learn, what they do know now that they didn't know. But then it's also interesting just listening to them talk, and it's, you know, that as they're developing things or creating things on their, that it's like, we're going to have the ADF&G manage, and we're going to have, when it's all quite hypothetical, but it's kind of fun to see. You know, with this group of students, it's been great this year. I mean, one team of highly motivated and the second team of mostly highly motivated individuals. And, you know, they say there's the A and the B team, but when we go to Seward, mm-hmm. it's equal playing field. There's no varsity and JV. It's everyone playing on equal footing, and they go, you know, so we'll have the oral presentation first, and then when they do the quiz bowl, you know, we'll just see where they fall out. But they've been working hard, and yeah, we've been learning quite a bit, too. It's been great, especially for something that, whether it's harvest or gold mining, that's so close to home this time that it's kind of opened doors or windows for them that they hadn't really realized what's going on right out their backyard.